Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM Breakfast.
Morena Latia.
Good morning, Johnny.
How's it going?
I'm good. I'm feeling energetic.
Yes, perfect. Well, great to be feeling energetic on a Friday morning. You're setting yourself up for the weekend.
Great day. Yeah.
Now, what TV have you got for us this morning? What have you got? Got a strong recommendation for the weekend ahead?
I do. Well, after kind of coming out of my Severance sort of bubble and then The White Lotus, I've had a few people recommend a medical drama called The Pit to me. And I'd seen it kind of floating around on social media, and a few people who I know whose taste I trust, should I say, were really, really into it. So I thought, okay, I've need to find something new. And I started it, and it's really, really good. It's very intense. It's about, it's very much about the kind of, well, it's a real life because it's not a documentary, but it's a highly, I think, accurate portrayal of the days and the lives of an emergency department in Pittsburgh, Ohio, hence the name The Pit. Of course, you know, this place is incredibly chaotic. People coming in for everything under the sun. But it follows, it's sort of led by Dr. Robbie, who is played by Noah Wiles, who I Googled, and he was in ER, so he's kind of coming back into the medical drama world.
He's well primed for it, well placed.
Well primed, yeah, and he sort of plays, I think, he's kind of like the grounding presence with this team of doctors. He's sort of got his ones who have been there for a long time, and then he's got, of course, the new interns coming in. So you've got a really great ensemble of characters who are obviously juggling the intensity of being a medical professional in America in the current sort of health crisis, and all the things they have to attend to, plus sort of the dramas in their personal lives. And Dr. Robbie, we've seen a few flashbacks in the first episode, very, very brief sort of snappy ones, that he is reeling from the loss of his mentor, Dr. Abbott, who it seems that he passed during the COVID-19 pandemic, and you get sort of flashbacks to what they were going through at the height of the pandemic and 2020. It's not like a Grey's Anatomy, this sort of soapy melodrama. It's not that, because that's not really my thing, and I was a little bit wary of it. Oh, it's kind of going to be like a budget kind of Grey's Anatomy. It's a lot more grounded, I think, a lot more, it's not as soapy as that. It's less kind of about, there is sort of, I think, some relationship tensions and things that might brew, but it is very grounded. It feels very authentic. I'm saying this as someone who's never worked as a doctor or have any capacity, so what am I to say? But, yeah, I think it's a really interesting show. It's very intense. If you're a hypochondriac, maybe don't watch it, like, before bed, because you'll probably think you've got, like, any number of symptoms of you're about to go into some medical emergency. But
so are we sitting, yeah, we're sitting in the intense drama or fast-paced action sort of camp?
It's very fast-paced, because the way that the show is structured, which I think is quite interesting, is it goes like this first episode is 8 till 9 a.m., then the next episode is like 9 to 10 a.m., so it's actually taking you through what I expect from the season would be like a full 24 hours. Mm. So it's sort of going through, like, what does each hour look like? And in 1 hour, I'm like, geez, someone's got their foot run over by a train. There's been, like, 3 heart attacks. Someone's got, you know, taken fentanyl and gone brain dead. Like, there's a lot that happens. But it also feels very character-driven. Like, it doesn't fall too much on, like, oh, there's just sort of one medical crisis after another and you're just sort of going from one thing to the next. It does feel grounded by the characters and their kind of personal conflicts, but also their interpersonal conflicts as well, kind of brewing conflicts or relationships and maybe potentially love interests, but not in the way that I think something like Grey's Anatomy did, although I loved the early seasons of that. But yeah, it is something different and a bit more, dare I say, kind of adult.
Yes. Medical dramas are pretty well established, right?
It's a well established formula.
Does The Pit bring something a little bit fresh to the genre?
Yeah, I do think it's fresh, and I do. I mean, I'm not someone who watches a ton of those, but it doesn't feel as formulaic, and the characters feel a lot more nuanced and subtle, and the dialogue's not sort of hammy and really didactic. It's just very much kind of, it's got this almost documentary style that you're watching people in a space and navigating some really, you know, quite a traumatic and terrible situation. But also it's quite funny because I think, you know, people that work in fields like that, they have to kind of use humour as a bit of a valve to escape the trauma that they're constantly kind of battling.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think it is a fresh take on the formula. If you are squeamish, it doesn't hold back on that.
Okay.
So, and it does present it, I think, in quite a graphic way. It's not like, yeah, some sort of squishy red tomato sauce blood. Like, it is very real. So
yes,
that's just a little bit of a warning if you're a bit, it might freak you out a little bit. But ultimately, yeah, I think it's a good show. It's very intense. The heart rate will get up. So just, you know, pace yourself, I would say.
Okay. And one last question for you, Latia. As a filmmaker, how would you say the cinematography and production design in The Pit contribute to the overall feel of the hospital setting in this drama?
I think the editing and the various kind of fast and loose cameras, great. I wouldn't say, it's not something like Severance where it's this sort of highly artistic, you know, stylized work. But I think for the format that it's in, it feels real, and I think that kind of naturalism and realism is what they're going for. The extras, the thing with medical dramas that always throws me is like the extras who are there, like often they're a big giveaway that this is sort of not good, because their acting can be a bit kind of over the top, but the extras in this are really, really good. So it feels like you're in a hospital environment and not, I mean, I love Shorten Street, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, this isn't, what is this? It all feels quite, you know, consistent across the kind of casting.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah, excellent. Hey, Latia, sounds good.
Cool.
We'll check it out. The Pit, we're talking about The Pit, which is on Neon now. Is the whole series out?
On Neon. I think it's like the first 11 or 12. It's actually one of those rare shows at the moment that has, I feel like it's going to have like 20 episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Cool. Excellent.
Yeah.
Hey, Latia, thank you so much, and we'll check in with you next week.
Cool. See you later.
Bye.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.